أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أم حسب الذين في قلوبهم مرض أن لن يخرج الله أضغانهم ولو نشاء لأريناكهم فلعرفتهم بسيماهم ولتعرفنهم في لحن القول والله يعلم أعمالكم Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about another aspect with regards to the munafiqeen, and that is that they had this feeling in their hearts that whilst kufr is hidden within their hearts and they testify and they pretend to bring iman in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they will get away with this and no one would know about it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses that aspect, and Allah says that do those people who have a sickness in their hearts, and the sickness here is referred to as nifaq, as hypocrisy, أَلَّا يُخْرِجَ اللَّهُ أَضْغَانَهُمْ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not extract and divulge their rancor, their enmity that they have for Allah, His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quran and the deen of Islam and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Do they think that they can continue going on concealing this forever and ever, and Allah Rabbul Izzat will not address this to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَأَرَيْنَاكَهُمْ O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we desire, then we will divulge this to you, we will show this to you. فَلَعْرَفْتَهُمْ بِسِيمَاهُمْ Then you will recognize them by their faces. وَلَتَعْرِفَنَّهُمْ فِي لَحْنِ الْقَوْلِ And you will certainly recognize them by the tone of their voices when they speak. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ أَعْمَالَكُمْ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows your deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows your actions. So here is it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about different ways in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recognize a munafiq. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that whatever the condition of the heart is, that gets exposed on the face. If the condition of the heart is a good one, then its effects are seen on the face. If the conditions are bad, there is ill, there is wrong in it, then that also becomes apparent on the face of a person. So they used to say, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by these signs Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would show Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the real and true munafiqeen and the difference between them and the sincere sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, were known to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the tone, the manner in which they would speak to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They would profess and pretend to be very sincere to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but just by the tone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this recognition that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would come to know. In Musnad Imam Ahmad rahimahumullah, there is one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his assembly, he picked out 36 munafiqeen, he took their names, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them to leave because of the kind of fitna, the kind of difficulties that they were creating for the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we will certainly test you as an ummah and even the munafiqeen at the same time. Hatta na'lama al-mujahideen minkum was-sabireen, until we show out who are the real mujahideen, who are those people that strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from amongst you, and those who persevere, those who remain steadfast. Wa nabluwa akhbarakum, and we will verify whatever information that you had been giving, that all will become verified and known to everyone, that these munafiqeen testified to have believed in Allah. They would make some unusual claims sometimes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to Iman. So the test of the times had come on many occasions that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will declare and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will now adjudicate on the tongue of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about a particular battle to go out, then obviously those that had nifaq and hypocrisy in the hearts will never ever come out. And in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed it very openly who was a munafiq, who was a true mu'min and a true believer. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also verified whatever they had to say with regards to the iman at the times when the call of jihad fi sabilillah had come. Inna alladhina kafaru wa saddu an sabilillah wa shaqqu ar-rasula min ba'di ma tabayyana lahumul huda lan yadurru Allaha shay'a. Those people who have kufr, those people who disbelieve and they stop others from going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa shaqqu ar-rasul, and they breach and they oppose our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after clear signs of hidayah had come to them, then they are not harming Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not get harmed by anything. Allah is the greatest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has everything in His control. So no matter how much kufr a person may commit, no matter how much one may try to stop others from going out in the path of Allah, no matter how much a person may oppose Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no harm to Allah. The harm is to the individuals themselves. And then Allah says, وَسَيُحْبِطُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ, that we will very soon, we will nullify their deeds. Now when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the nullifying of deeds, as we had seen from almost the very beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been speaking about it. One is the good that they do, that also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept insofar as akhirat is concerned. And one is the ill that they do, the bad that they do, trying to harm Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that also will be nullified in the fact that their plans and their plots all will be failed, and hence the result will be that they will be doom and misery for themselves. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul wa la tubtilu a'malakum. Ya, in this ayah in between, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the believers, O you who have brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now here again we find that throughout the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the obedience of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about these testing and trial times, especially at the time of going out in battle, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exhorts the believers to remain steadfast on total obedience to Allah, total obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَا تُبْطِلُوا أَعْمَالَكُمْ, and do not destroy, do not spoil your deeds, do not nullify your deeds. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the direct opposite of the previous ayah. There Allah says the disbelievers, the munafiqeen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself will nullify the deeds. Here for the believers, Allah commands us that we should never nullify our own deeds. How? Number one is this, that when we carry out a deed, we do it only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no ostentation, there is no show, there is no riyah. We do not do it for any other motive, but only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, is this, that when we had started a nafil ibadah, then we should complete that ibadah. And if we do not complete that ibadah, then we should make qada of it. For example, a person keeps a nafil fast today, and for some reason the person broke the fast, then he should complete it, he should make qada of it. And in this way, one should never nullify his deeds. And most important here, with the theme of the ayats that come before, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that once a person is out in the path of Allah, then that person should continue, that person should never nullify that intention and return until Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had declared the return. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.